AM 1000, this is the 11th Hour Ministries coming to you from North County in San Diego, California. Tonight we're here to read the Word of our Lord through the Bible and share His love and guidance. We here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we use a version of the Bible called the NIV, New International Version. And so we highly encourage folks to grab a copy of the Bible if they have one. And those are in cars that are listening this evening. We pray, God, that He would move your heart in a powerful way, and that the true Word of God, the purpose for this show is that the true Word of God is what does the work in our lives. God has given us a gift called the Bible, and we are so grateful for the truth and the Word that this world is missing a serious part of the puzzle when it comes to how to guide ourselves and how to manage our relationships with each other, our relationships with ourselves, and as well, what direction are we heading in our world? What direction are we heading in positive relationships with each other and things of this nature? So what we've discovered here at the 11th Hour Ministries is that through reading the Word of God, the pure Scripture of God, there's so many things that will be revealed to us in truth. And when I was a young man, I was trying to find my way through the world, and I would turn to my friends or family and co-workers and teachers at school and things where people I had respect in or with, and try to ask them for advice and try to figure out, you know, what exactly am I doing in certain circumstances, what is the right way to handle myself in circumstances, etc. And what I learned is that using other people to determine what the right direction in our lives is, it can be helpful. The Bible clearly says, where there are many advisors, victory will be sure. But what was interesting was that I kept sort of a vicious circle of lost behavior, or I really wasn't very productive or moving in a positive direction. I kept sort of spinning around, chasing my tail almost in the things that I was doing and trying to find a direction in my life. And only when I discovered that the Bible gives the pure, clear, true direction for everything we do, everything we think, God wants to bring out of us what He has already put in us, which is all good things. And through the Bible, He will allow instruction to take place that will give us clear direction in our relationships with each other. This world that we live in here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we feel that it's just breaking God's heart to see how people are violating each other, and that there's such a lack of dignity left in this world, and the way it's heading is certainly not to be, it's not perpetuating all good things and wholesomeness and the ingredients that make up positive behavior. It actually is heading in the opposite direction, where there are people that are fighting each other and really causing more grief and anguish and harm. And so we're here once again at the 11th Hour Ministries to share the true Word of God, for A, the fact that we love God so much. It's just an amazing thing that we've discovered is this Bible and the Word of God through the Bible, and that when seeking answers in the Bible, God doesn't have any grandchildren. He wants a one-on-one relationship with every single one of us. Every single human being is important to God. No man or woman is any less important to God. The Bible clearly says to be careful to entertain strangers, because we never know which one is an angel. And imagine, you know, how many people that are on this planet Earth, 6.5 billion people. The Bible says that God can, He knows the number of the hair on your head. And so that times 6.5 billions, quite a memory bank, right? As far as God knowing us intimately, no question about it. And so we're so thrilled to be able to come to you in this hour and share God's truth and His love. We consider this to be an archaeological dig, so to speak, for the mystery of the gospel. We're here to dig into the Word of God and really sort of absorb it and be a part of His instruction and His mystery. And it's basically a love letter from God to us. and what a gift that we've been given. And so we're here to, in a, such an excited way, to want to share the truth with the people that are listening and anyone else who they would recommend to grab a Bible and read it. We highly encourage folks to become a part of a Bible-based church here at the 11th Hour Ministries. My name is Mark. I'm here joined with Jay, my nephew. And we belong to what's called the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And what a phenomenal, awesome, amazing house of God, a house of worship. It's not the building. It's the people that are in the gathered together in God's name that make a church. And this group of people that are gathered together, Pastor Mike, and today we had our brother Chris was reading some scripture to us today where Pastor Mike was on vacation and just did a tremendous job. We have our brother Tim, who is going through the basics class, which is called 101 to 401. And what it is, it's actually a study and an outline of how we are to understand our Lord better. There's a format to go through for clear understanding. No matter what your walk in your faith with the Lord is, if you're super saved Christian, if you're just seeking God's truth and wisdom, and no matter what walk of degree of intimacy with God you have, the program that the Lighthouse Church has put together through Tim is just an amazing adventure in how to get to know our Lord better and to really promote self-seeking and self-thought to how the Bible clearly applies to you, what gifts God has given you to use to help share His love with each other. And they have a great, amazing child care program. They have study classes, home Bible study. So again, this is the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside. And if you're in the San Diego area, this is North County at Mesa and Oceanside Boulevard. Their website is www.lightcc.org, and we super highly recommend anyone who's in the San Diego area to go and spend an hour of your day and take a look into this church. If you want to feel God alive and well, if you're home and if you have people in your lives that are feeling lonely, you know, God is usually, He's going to send us a message in one way or another to share His truth and His love with us. And in loneliness, one is one of the ways that I sought the Lord and found the Lord, because although I had many friends and many companions in my life, I felt alone. I didn't know why. There was something missing. And a scripture that goes along with that is in John 14:18. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. And so for us that feel alone, that God is always with you. And you don't need to feel alone. And we encourage you to, like I said, the Lighthouse Christian Church, if you don't want to feel alone, come to where your family is. Join your family. Be with your family. And share God's love. This is a place where they promote exciting, different, very creative ways of sharing God's love. It's upbeat. It's really very accurately portrays what God would have as His family gathered together. And once again, we super, super encourage anyone who's even close to North County in San Diego to make an effort. Get off the couch. We call it here at the 11th Hour Ministries, we say the religion of convenience. You know, it's easy to sit on the couch and feel sorry for ourselves, isn't it? When life is not going our way, or we pray to God, please let me hit the lottery. I need $1 billion. And, you know, God wants your effort too. He wants a relationship with you. So He wants you to get off the couch. He wants you to put an effort toward going to seek Him. And if you are, have a hungry heart, if you're interested in really truly finding God and His pure truth, we highly encourage you to find a Bible-based church. That's really important. One that follows the Word of God directly from the Scripture. When I was a young man, there were so many people in my life that directed me to go to church. You need God in your life. You need church in your life. Well, what I didn't know is that there were certain churches that they have their own turns and twists and opinions, etc. And I wasn't really fed there. I didn't get the fulfillment in those types of churches that I do when I go into a pure Bible-based church, non-denominational. Do know that God wants you to know Him through a one-on-one relationship. There are churches that are in place where there's a person connected to the church that's kind of the intermediary between God and yourself and the group or the body of the church. It's not biblical, and it waters down the power of the Word of God directly to each one of us. If the church is not encouraging you to read your own Bible, to study out your own Bible, if you have a question with each other on a certain topic, that you study out the answers through the Bible. Don't give your opinion, and don't listen to a man's opinion. If it's in the Bible here at 11th Hour Ministries, we believe it, and if it's not, we don't. And that's a clear way of getting right to the source and not getting the waters muddied up in the meantime of trying to figure out, you know, what God's purpose for your life is. Going back to loneliness again, in Isaiah 58:9 it says, "Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and I will say, here I am." And so God wants us to turn to Him first. And if you listen to the scripture closely, Isaiah 58:9, "Then you will call, and I, the Lord, will answer. You will cry for help, and I will say, here I am." Isaiah 43:4, "Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you." 2 Corinthians 6:18, "I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Almighty." Imagine that. I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters. What an amazing daddy we have. Genesis 28:15, "I am with you, and you will watch over and will watch over you wherever you go. I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you." God does not ever, ever break a promise. It's amazing what He has promised us in the Bible, and His promises are in stone, end of story, not negotiable and God doesn't, He will never break a promise to us. And so when you read your Bible and you realize the promises that He makes in our faithfulness to Him, those promises are for sure. They're absolutely guaranteed to us if we are patient and we live according to His will the best we possossibly can. In Colossians 2:10, "And you have been given fullness in Christ, who is the head over every power and authority." And so to know Jesus is to love Jesus, and to love Jesus is to be protected and cared for by your brother. And imagine that in Colossians 2:10, "And you have been given fullness in Christ." There's nothing left to need to know after you know Jesus, who is the head over every power and authority. So when we get a relationship with Jesus and we submit our lives to Him and we live according to God's Word and the Word of Jesus, God, the power that is over every power and authority on that there ever was and ever will be is on our side, and He will guide us. He's not going to bless our own will unless it's according to His desires. And so when we find ourselves sort of scratching along and scraping along and having difficulty and struggles, this is the reason that God will allow us to do in our lives. He'll let us go out and sort of, we call it retesting around here, but you go out into the world and you try your own way, you try your own will, and eventually you stumble over yourself, or you stumble over, you know, wherever you're trying to go in life, and you just can't get anywhere, and you wonder, why on earth is this? And you get mad at God, and some people, you know, that don't think there's a God and things of this nature. When you drop on your knees in submission to our Lord Jesus Christ and you give over to Him your entire life, when you become a servant to God and a servant to Jesus, which is such a joyful thing to do, you know, then your whole entire life transforms. And God gives you a whole entire new being. It's such an amazing thing to see. We've seen so many people who are hungry and thirsty for the truth. They're living their lives, and there's all kinds of adversity and trauma and things of this nature. And they're just torn. They're worn out. They're tired. Can anyone relate to being tired? I'm tired of this. This is getting old. Well, that's God. He's calling. And what He asks for us to do is, "Then you will call," Isaiah 58:9. "Then you will call." How's that working for you, Dr. Phil says? "Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. You will cry for help, and He will say, here I am." And he will bless your life in a big way. He will give you the wisdom to know what steps we take that are heading away from his desire. What steps, when we take a step, what ones are going in the direction that he desires us to go in. He will bless the steps all day long of the ones that are heading in the direction that he wants us to head in. And he will discipline his children. The Bible clearly says that God disciplines his children. And that means all of us, because we're all his children. So these people who, you know, debate whether there's a God or not and things of this nature, you know, who wrote the Bible? This is one of the arguments I always hear. Man wrote the Bible and blah, blah, blah. Well, the irony of it is that it's such a shame and a saddening thing to watch people who would rather defend their position and suffer and struggle than to take a chance in life, even if it's not something that you're in faith. God says, you know, believe that there's a possibility. If you believe there's a 1% chance out of 100 that there's a real God and that there's really a Jesus and the Bible is a God-breathed love letter to us, and the instruction in there can change your life forever and do good things, and you see yourself or anyone else around you who's not in the Word of God, heading in that direction, seeking the truth of God, calling upon Him, God, please help me. I can't do this anymore. Well, those are the type of people that will have to go retest, because God's going to let them go out and bang their head against the wall again. And, you know, if they want to keep on driving, God's going to let them hold on to the wheel. And what I've done is I jumped in the passenger seat. I'm just amazed at the view. Let God drive the bus, man. I'm just following along in His world. And the Bible is such an awesome thing, because it really is. It's such a joy. It's such a passion that you learn how to love God so much through the Bible, through the Scripture, that it's something that is absolutely life-transforming. No matter what, you read the Bible, you will be changed forever. No question about it. And so tonight we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio, AM 1000, to once again share the truth, share the Word of God. One more Scripture that goes along with loneliness is Psalms 40:17. Yet I am poor and needy. May the Lord think of me. You are my help and my deliverer. Oh, my God, do not delay. And He won't, if we're living according to His will and if we're heading in the direction that God wants us to head in. And once again, we're here at the 11th Hour Ministries. We absolutely love God here. We highly encourage everyone that's listening to be your best. I mean, basically, this program here is, we want to be, this is kind of a pep rally for God's team. We want people to get fired up for God. Where's our world heading? Who's going to make a difference if we're not willing to take charge and promote the Word of God in truth and allow each other to share His world, share His truth, share and help to change this world? Right now, if it's going out of control and we sit around and complain about it and don't do anything about that, that's a shame for us. What we really need to do is take charge. We need to take control. We are God's children. And so in order to see change in, you know, we have so many teens in crisis. How many times do we need to turn on the news and watch people shooting each other and teens, you know, going into schools and mowing each other over, and drugs and alcohol and prostitution and all the, you know, horrible things of this world, murder and mayhem and starvation, famine. I mean, here in America, we call ourselves, you know, the premier nation, the leader, the big brother of the world, right? And so what kind of example are we setting here in America? The question is, you know, we have some cleanup work to do around here, don't we? I mean, if we're keeping it real and we're looking inside ourselves and trying to find the things that are wrong with us, we can be defenders, or like Dr. Phil says, right fighters all day long. But for those who are tired of being a right fighter, for those who are tired of defending some, you know, position that we have that gets us nowhere. I mean, you could defend yourself to the grave, but did it get you anywhere? How's that working for you? Dr. Phil says, you want to be right, or you want to be happy? Because did you ever do something in your life and you weren't, you kind of thought it was going to look like when you went off to college and you had this vision in your head of what the campus was going to be like and what the people around you and his classes and blah, blah. Well, what was that really, that vision that you had before you went to college, you know, 10 years later, when you look back, was it really what you thought you were walking into and the way you thought it was going to be? Or was it there's a little bit of a difference, and now that you've gone through it and you have a different experience and look back and say, yeah, you know, had I known only that what it was going to be like, I wouldn't have done this, that, or the other. Well, basically, it's the same thing with God. Don't anticipate what you're going to find. Just sign up for his courses. You know, go to God's college, and that's through the Bible. Just join the team and then make choices after you've read the Bible. I've had people in my life who said to me, you know, I know this, that, and the other, blah, blah, blah. And I say, okay, well, have you read the entire Bible? Because if you haven't, then you have no right to talk against the Bible or speak against the Word of God, whether or not it was written by men or not, and all these different arguments and these defenses against the Bible. Now, guess what? If you haven't done your homework, then that's speaking in ignorance. Well, my challenge is always, you read the Bible from, you know, from front to back, and once you're done reading it, if you then are able to sit down and have the same position that you once had, we'll talk about it. And guess what's funny about it? Not one person that has ever taken the challenge has ever sat back down with the same repetitive argument, because they've learned by that point, and or they just don't get it and they don't want to even read the Bible whatsoever, and they continue the same old argument and their lives are in turmoil and they keep on having to retest. So anyways, yeah, we are here at the 11th Hour Ministries, and we're here to, is this what we consider a 20th century application to timeless instruction. We're here right now saying the Bible is a miracle in motion, and it is an amazing thing to be a part of. It's a gift that God gave us. The fact that we can read our Bibles in freedom is such a blessing. We put this program together. We don't have any sponsors. We don't ask for your money, and there's a reason why. It's because the Constitution of the United States of America gives us what's called freedom of speech, and we see that the media has taken over a stranglehold on our young ones and our lives in such a way that there's too much filth and immorality that pours out of that machine that we call television, and we let be our babysitters of our children and our time consumer. And I mean, it's a shame. It's junk food for the mind. It's junk food for the soul. But yet, how many times do we stop and think, hey, you know what? I could spend my better quality time doing something different. And that is to, you know, read your Bible, share some fellowship with others. And so tonight we're going to get into a couple topics. There's some news that we're not, that God is very, very disappointed in. And we're also going to get into, last week was Memorial Day, and we're actually coming up to the 4th of July soon. And so there's a couple different topics that we're going to go through tonight. But I'd like to start off actually with a prayer. And that is for, I have a brother who's in South Carolina at this moment. And here's a man who, since he was 16 years old, through strep throat, ended up losing his kidneys at 16 years old. This man has had 4 kidney transplants. He's gone to college. He's become a doctor in psychology. He has battled health and sickness issues like no normal person will ever know. And yet, he's kept his faith in God. He's kept strong in his faith. And this is a time for this program to reach out to Stephen, is his name, and encouragement. Stephen is currently in the hospital for the who knows how many of time at 49 years old. And they just removed a part of his body where God, we're asking God that he would give his mercy, which is phenomenal, and his peace and his joy to Brother Stephen. And there's so many people on this planet Earth that we pray for, all people who are sickly or in need of health, rejuvenation in any sort, that God would be with them. We pray that all the people who are feeling any sickness whatsoever, that encourages to read your Bible, get part of a Bible-based church. God can do miracles. People can lay hands on you inside a church group, and miracles can occur. And so we're super encouraged that you keep your faith, you keep your spirits high, and let God's will be done. Pray that God would give you the insight for what His will is, and that He will keep peace and mercy and wholeness to your heart and your soul, which is most important of all in our lives. And so, kudos to you, brother. Hang tough, and we love you here, and you know that one. So, in the meantime, we're actually tonight we wanted to get into a couple different topics, as I said, and one of them is going to be this whole homosexuality and gay marriage thing. You know, this is something where in our worlds today, whether we like this or not, being a topic of discussion and/or a debatable issue. You know, there's many different angles to this topic, and there's many different versions of what we may on earth or in our earthly way, the way we see how that type of relationship is built. But there's only one clear direction from God. And so tonight, we're reaching out to the people in this world to say, there is a Bible. It is the rule book. It must be followed. God cannot and will not be mocked. And whether we like it or not, there is a clear direction that He implicates it through the Bible that is to be followed by the rules, period, end of story. Like it or not, that's the way it is. And in following His direction and guidance and rules, He will super bless the world. He will super bless the people in the world. Breaking the rules, well, He has a very stern warning to us all in what type of behavior He will not put up with. And here in California, we have the government getting ready to acknowledge and approve gay marriage. And according to the rules of the land and the people who are promoting this type of law, they have a right to fight for what they believe is right. And once again, here at the 11th Hour Ministries, reason for no sponsors and we don't ask for your money is because we're going to keep it real, and we have the freedom of speech as well to promote the truth of God. This isn't my opinion. It might be hard to hear, but take it up with God. Don't take it up with Mark, because He's the one who makes the rules, and they must be followed. And it absolutely is totally against His will and His wishes to see this type of behavior going on. And we're going to go into right now, we could start right off on the first page of the Bible, and we're going to find out right off the first page of the Bible how that doesn't work for you. And so, or it certainly doesn't work for God, and He will condemn and really put harsh, I'm trying to say this eloquently, he's gonna really take His wrath to people who don't follow His rules. So in Genesis it says, in the beginning, the first page of the Bible, the first sentence of the Bible, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Now there was earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And then go to Genesis 1:6. And God said, let there be expanse between the waters and to separate the waters. So God made an expanse to separate the water under the expanse of the water above it. And God called the expanse sky. And then we go to Genesis 1:9. And God said, let the water under the sky be gathered into one place, and let the ground appear. And so, and it was so. And then Genesis 1:11. Then God said, let the land produce vegetation. Now, in 1, 3, 4, 6, 9, and 11, in every one of these scriptures on the first page of the Bible, and God said, let there be light. And God said, let there be expanse. And God said, let the water. And God said, let the land produce vegetation. Who was He talking to? If there was no one there yet, who was God talking to? And God said, let there be light. He was talking to His Son, Jesus. That's who. And if we go to Genesis 1:14, and God said, let there be light in the expanse of the sky to separate day from night. 1:20, and God said, Let the water teem with living creatures. Let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky. So God created the great creatures of the sea and every living thing moving with the waters that teems according to their kinds, and every winged bird according to its kind, and saw that it was good. 1:22, and God said, let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. 1:26, and God said, let us make man in our image. Now he was talking to his son, and this is the first page of the Bible, and 1:26 says, and God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish in the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, over all the creatures that moved along the ground. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. So right off the bat in the first page of the Bible, it literally talks about how God made man in his image. And then let's go to Genesis 2:7. That's talking about Adam and Eve here. So 2:7, the Lord God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. So do know that it's God who puts the breath in your lungs. It's God who gives the spirit to your body. He is the decider of when you first breathe and when you last breathe. That's a fact. God is the controller and the gifter of our spirit and our life. So let's go to 2:20. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, and she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. So here it talks very clearly about how for this reason, man will leave his father and his mother, and he will be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. And it clearly, once again, you know, it's talking about Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. And this is how we get here. This is the rules of God. This is the, you know, read them and weep. This is what it is. It's God has his own purpose and his own, he created this whole world that we live in, the whole, every universe place that we, our minds can't even wrap around how big our God is and how amazing he is. And we're going to toy with him or his rules. And so the first thing is that we have to acknowledge you can't fix what you don't acknowledge. And the fact of the matter is that question is, first of all, do we believe that our country is built on, you know, a God-fearing nation? Are we a group of people that believe that there was a God and built our rules around that? We're going to get into that in a second, but I just want to go one more step here. And this is actually Genesis 3:8. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and hid from the Lord God among the trees in the garden. But the Lord God called to the man, where are you? He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. And he said, who told you you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I've commanded you not to eat from? The man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is it that you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate. So the Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, cursed are you above all the livestock and the wild animals. You will crawl on your belly, and you will eat dust all the days of your life. Then we go to Genesis 3, And this is 16. Your desire will be for your husband, and he will rule over you. And it goes on and on here, you know, regarding this, the whole scenario where Adam and Eve have been brought into the world by God. And then it goes on in Genesis 2, 6, 5, where this is by this point, it goes to the flood where Noah has come into the world at this point. And it starts off as Adam and Eve, and God put a certain structure to man and his expectations in their life. And then it goes to 6, 5. The Lord saw how great man's wickedness on earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil all the time. The Lord was grieved that he had made man on earth, and his heart was filled with pain. So the Lord said, I will wipe mankind, whom I have created from the face of the earth, men and animals and creatures that move along the ground and birds of the air, for I am grieved that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. This is the account of Noah. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. That's why Noah was saved. That's why Noah didn't get wiped away with all the rest of the people, is that he was right. He was a righteous man. He fought to do what was proper in God's eyes. He was blameless among the people of his time, and he walked with God. Without a question, we have to learn in this society that if we're not going to walk with God, if we're not going to try to be as righteous as we possibly can be and blameless, that's our job. We're called to excellence, to give God everything we have in us. Get fired up. Do the right thing. Whatever happened to caring about our neighbors? Whatever happened to a random act of kindness for a perfect stranger? What happened to our world? Why are we letting it rip through our fingers and letting the bad guys team, so to speak, unquote, unquote, you know, this filth and immorality that's promoted all over the television set and all these programs that the sponsors that sponsor this filth and immorality and these radio programs that are just, it's all evil. And we know what's right and wrong. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to figure this thing out. So those of us who have chosen once in our lives, and I'm guilty as charged, pornography is a perfect example of how you think there's nobody getting harmed in pornography, or that's somebody's daughter. First of all, it's God's daughter or son. And not only that, but it's someone's brother or sister or mother. And to watch that type of immorality or a program of that nature, these people are making money from it, and we and or those who participate in watching it are promoting that sin, and it's just the same in every other sin. If we're smokers of cigarettes or any other type of sin. The point is, though, that where they pass a law in our state to promote a sin that is clearly so against God, you know, we have a right and a desire and a need to say so. And here at the 11th Hour Ministries, make no mistake about it, we love every person. We don't hate any sinner. We hate the sin in the sinner, that's for darn sure. And we all have sin in us, but we challenge each other. It's about accountability. Excuse me. It's about accountability. We want to challenge each other, and in a real Christian church, what is proper is to read your scripture, go into the Bible, find out what God's truth is, and apply it in whatever shortfall you have in your life. Go hunting for what you've done wrong. Go hunting for what you do wrong and the things that are in your life that are not pleasing to our God. Give God the respect that he deserves by way of seeking how to, you know, do make a difference in the behavior that we put forth that is just punishing ourselves and crushes God. And so there's a couple scriptures that really go along with this, and I wanted to touch on those, and then we're going to go into the military end of this program this evening. But from here we're going to go to this is 1 Peter. This is 1 Peter 1:13, and this scripture here says, "Be holy, Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. So this scripture is so awesome. And of course, with an hour-long program, we can't go into as many of the details of each scripture that we'd like to. But 1 Peter 1:15 or 1:13, actually, all the scriptures are amazing. I don't even know where to start. I'm like a kid in a candy store when I get a Bible in my hand. But this is just an amazing scripture. It's filled with the fruits and truths that God wants us to know. And he's not playing. So we're encouraging you tonight to read up on that scripture and let God show you what direction he wants you to go. Here's another scripture that really clearly addresses this issue, hands down, no question about it. This is in 1 Corinthians 6:12, sexual immorality. Everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. Food for the stomach and stomach for the food. But God will destroy them both. The body is not meant for sexual immorality. The body is not meant for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. By his power, God raised the Lord from the dead, and he will raise us also. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ himself? Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never. Do you not know that he who unites himself with a prostitute is one with her in body? For it is said, the two will become one in flesh. But he who unites himself with the Lord is one with him in spirit. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a man commits are outside his body, but he who sins sexually sins against his own body. Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. What if Jesus Christ came back in the middle of a immoral act? Did you ever think about that? And that's the whole thing. We need to. We have to force ourselves as a team of God's people, as a society. You know, when we're in the behaviors that are not pleasing to our God, we're only as good as our weakest link. Imagine that you're into some type of behavior that is, you know, as well as God knows how clear it is that you're not behaving in the proper fashion. And imagine God comes back, or Jesus Christ comes back right there on the dime. I mean, that's the way we have to live our lives. Like every minute we have to give our best effort at every single minute of our lives to God and his will. And the reason why, once again, it's a joy to do so. In ignorance, we can all, not one of us by our own opinion, our own ignorance, our own definition, our own argument or conclusion or illusion or interpretation or delusion, can change the truth of the Word of God. It's not going to happen. You can argue all you want, but God is God. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and he cannot and will not be mocked, and he will not be denied. And the promise is that if we do correct ourselves in behavior that is not pleasing to him, that he will super bless our lives. And if we don't, he won't. Pretty clear. And we're going to suffer if we're if we're not living according to the rules of the Lord. And who am I to say so? Well, that's the whole point about this program. Here at the 11th Hour Ministries, I am just a nobody trying to tell everybody about Jesus Christ and God. And they, and through their Bible and their scripture and their word, can save everyone. So that's what we're doing here, is just trying to, read this pure scripture and apply the scriptures that matter to the 20th century issues that are in our hands. But when we see a state that's going to sign off on a sin, that really is heartbreaking. And we feel here very, very motivated into having to say something about it. Because who's gonna if we don't? And the point is very simple. You want to know why? Here's why. United States of America. We have the Constitution of the United States of America. We have the Declaration of Independence. We have all this. And our country, God bless America, right? Oh, we're all fired up about it. Well, guess what? The United States of America. Take your dollar bill out of your pocket, turn it over, and what does it say right on the back of the dollar bill? In who we trust? In God we trust. Right on your dollar bill. So every single one of us on this planet Earth that live in America or hold a piece of American currency are literally agreeing to this document and its value. And so here, this In God We Trust is all written all over the dollar bill that we hold in our hands. And so that's what my point, is that America was built. God bless America. I mean, let's not be ignorant. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not be mockers of, I mean, you know, let's keep it real. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, God had a purpose. Our forefathers fought. People died, and people have been injured in this country for the truth that they fought for was what? The Declaration of Independence. It says very simply here, is when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve in political bands which have connected them with another to and assume among the powers of the earth, they separate equal situations, equal stations to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that you should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. This is what we're building our country on. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are all endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And it ends with, and for the support of this declaration, with a firm reliance on the protection of the divine providence, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Pretty intense, don't you think? I mean, that's what we're... I mean, here we are in the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, you know, all these documents that were put together for the country we live in that keeps us free. We all like to drive over to 7-Eleven, grab a cup of coffee, whatever. My wife's from Poland. Those people stand in line for maybe days and don't even get the bread that they came to try to get out of the store. You know, there's a lot going on in this country that that we take for granted. And as long as we live in America and we claim to be God-fearing American people and we're the big brother of society and we're the ones who, you know, well, guess what? Is it God bless America or God less America? I'm going to have Jay chime in right now. There's a story that he needs to tell you folks about a Marine that just took place the other day. Uncle Jay, why don't you tell him what's going on?
A gentleman that I work with had a tragedy. His condo caught on fire and lost just about everything. And I was over there today giving him a hand, and he was telling me about somebody came up to him and asked him for his information, and nothing but his information, because he wanted to sue him. Didn't once ask if his wife was okay. Didn't once ask if his daughter was okay. Didn't ask if there was anything to do. He just said, I need your name and your number, and I'm going to take some action here.
So here's an American, and this guy was a Marine, or was he?
He's a Marine.
So the Marine came to the Marine who...
Well, the guy that came up to him was not a Marine.
Okay, was not a Marine. So here's a brother fighting for, you know, our country. And in this case, the man's house burns down. And here's an American brother. You know, I am my brother's keeper. Instead of coming over to the guy whose house burnt down and saying, you know, how can I help you? How can I help serve you? I mean, here we are, you know, trying to pull some things together and give them to him and help build his house back together. Guy doesn't have a piece of furniture in his house. And where our hearts are saying, you know, here we are trying to figure out what do we have that we don't need that we can give to him. You know, what types of ways can we help him out? You know, help, he's just our brother. and he's had a dilemma in his life, and we're trying to figure out how we can do something, you know, the right to help him build his life back together. And look at our American brother who comes along, and that's what, isn't that what's the heart of what we're trying to get at right now, is why, I mean, okay, guy got smoke damage in his house, there's a way to fix that, but what about asking if his children are still alive through this fire? What about, you know, is everyone okay, and may I serve you? The Bible says serve one another in love. Does that sound like he was serving in love? Doesn't sound like it to me. Sounds like he was self-serving himself. That's what I'm thinking. And, you know, I wanted the folks to hear that story this evening because, you know, it's just such a powerful thing to, you know that our God is looking for us to really watch over each other in this country and to help each other learn how to keep our moving this world in a positive direction. That's what we're here for at the 11th Hour Ministries. We say find a good Bible-based church and get in it and read the Word of God, share His truth, learn what the facts are, and apply them, use them. Here we are in America where everyone has a dollar bill that says, "In God we trust." Well, you know, do we really? What does that mean? I mean, how come we're not going back to God's Word then and educating ourselves on what exactly the Word of God is before we start making ignorant and personal choices that exclude God and His truth? And what a shame it is when we see people doing that. I did it myself. That's why I'm here. I was in the lost. I was in the dark. I'm afraid of the dark. I'm 46 years old, and I'm afraid of the dark. I want God to keep the lights on for me in my life. And so that's what we're here for. But is it really God bless America? Or are we finding it to be every day more of God less America? I mean, we take God out of the Pledge of Allegiance. When are they going to take God off the, "In God we trust," off the dollar bill? That's going to be a scary day, I can assure you. And God will discipline his children. You know, there's no sin that will go with unpunished. And God will not be played with. And people who think there's no God and go on to fight this fight about, you know, gay marriage and things of this nature, if we live and perpetuate sin, God will, His vengeance is going to be felt. His vengeance will be pushed over all of the people on this planet. God will take back this world, just like He did with Noah when the world was so evil. He regretted He made man in the first place. Anyways, we're here to encourage each person to become as righteous as they can be, to be like Noah, to be blameless. Try to get out of your sin. Fight for the good guys team in this world, and find yourself a Bible-based church, like we said, that is promoting the truth and the Word of God. Yeah, the one thing that I'm you know, is upsetting to me is that, who were the first true casualties of war in this world? Was Jesus Christ not the first real true casualty of war? Yeah, He was, because He came out of heaven. He didn't have to, and He came down here to shed His blood for our sin, and He could have struck every single person around Him that was defying His Father to smithereens in a blink of an eye. But he bore His cross for each one of us in our sin. And how do we show our thanks? How do we give Him, how do we show up for Jesus? I mean, it's a good thing He was there for us, right? It's just the same like we talked about the story the other day about the police officer. Well, everybody's upset when he pulls us over and gives us a speeding ticket, but aren't you darn glad that he's out there risking his life so your bank isn't getting robbed, and when you go to put your little ATM card in there, that thing works because the bank didn't get robbed and all your money's not gone. You thanking the cop for that? Or when your children are safe and they're not abducted and things of that nature, are you thanking the cop for that? Well, it's too easy for us to abuse, to not look at the blessings that we've been given, and to really focus on how God has worked in our lives where, you know, He's there covering our backs all the time, and we check in with Him every once in a while. Isn't that pretty much what the world looks like right around now? Everybody once in a while, everybody's going to go to church on Christmas and Easter. Wow, that's impressive to them, huh? No. God wants your attention every day, all day. And you know what's funny about it? He wants to walk with you. It's a love relationship. This is a way that God, it's like your daddy and you're his child. Take your daddy by the hand and tell him how much you love him and how much your child, just the same as a father and child relationship, how much you want to see your child, the glow in the child's eyes and the smile on the daddy's face. I mean, there's no greater relationship that we can have on this earth than the one that God has already allowed us to have if we are to turn to him, turn to his teachings, turn to his ways. You know, this world ain't going to fix itself. It ain't going to get all better all by itself. And the reason, once again, for the 11th Hour Ministries on KCEO Radio AM 1000, and I wish we had about 10 more hours to keep going right now because we got plenty more to talk about. But you know what? It's all very simple. Find yourself, get yourself, the New International Version of the Bible is the one we use here, but get a Bible. Open it to Proverbs. There's so many different, the New Testament is the one that seems to be easier for people who don't know anything about the Bible. Read Matthew, and you're going to find it says to consider others in front of yourselves, to be selfless instead of selfish. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. I mean, these scriptures are so understandable. They're so common sense making. And the thing is that it's such a joy. It's such an awesome thing to grasp onto it and feel it and taste it and live it. And when you do, God's going to blow the lid off the game for you. God says in the Bible, your barns will overflow. And for those of us who are choking off and struggling, yeah, that's all what God does to make us go to have to retest. So we're asking you, if you're in the North County area, if you're anywhere near San Diego, we say the Lighthouse Christian Church of Oceanside is the place to check in. That's www.lightcc.org. And here we are from the 11th Hour Ministry sharing God's love each week, 7 p.m. God bless you all, and God bless America.
Casey. KCEO, Vista, San Diego.
Hiring USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. Senator Hillary Clinton has